In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories.
Runners for the 400-meter dash, please head to your starting positions.
That's me. Wish me luck.
You don't need luck. You've got speed. Get him, Molly.
On your marks, get set.
Woo! Go, Molly, go! Go, go, go! Way to go, Moll. Hey, great job.
Thanks, but it wasn't good enough.
What? Third place isn't so bad, and you only miss second by a second or two.
Yeah, well, those extra seconds count. I ran a 106. I need to break 103 to have a chance at going to state. I would have been close if that gust of wind hadn't slowed me down.
Yeah, it looks like a storm's coming on.
Ugh, blaming your time on the wind, Molly? Please.
Oh, go fluff your pom-poms, Katrina.
Gladly. Max, care to join me?
I'm all fluffed out for the day, thanks.
Ah, my hair!
Looks like Katrina is all fluffed out too.
I gotta say, Molly, even with the wind in your face, you look super speedy. How fast do you think you were going?
I don't know, but I'm sure we could figure it out. Speed or velocity equals distance divided by time.
That's easy. We know you ran a 400-meter dash, so all we have to do is divide 400 by your time. What did you say it was again?
106, which converts into 66 seconds.
Okay, 400 divided by 66 seconds is,
6.06.
Wow.
Relax, I used my phone's calculator.
No, I meant wow. You were running 6.06 meters per second. That's pretty good. At this rate, how fast could you run a mile?
Well, there's about 1,609 meters in a mile, which is just a little over 4 400-meter dashes.
So, just take your original time and multiply it by 4.
Uh-huh. 1 minute and 6 seconds times 4 is 4 minutes and 24 seconds for 1,600 meters, plus another second and a half for the extra 9 meters. We'll say between 4:25 and 4:26 for a mile.
Whoa, that's super fast.
Sure, if I could sustain that pace for 4 laps.
Maybe you could. Maybe you're meant to be a distance runner.
And maybe you're not as bad at math as you think.
Yikes, look how dark those clouds are. It's about to storm like crazy.
Come on, let's wait it out in the gym.
He shoots. He
isn't even close.
Hey, it was closer than the last one. At least I hit the backboard this time.
Nice. Maybe the next one will hit the rim.
What the heck? Check out the scoreboard.
That doesn't look like a score.
It looks like a date. 7/21/1969.
Does that date mean anything?
July 21st, 1969. Well, I don't know if this means anything, but that was 3 days before the Apollo 11 astronauts returned to Earth.
Apollo 11? The mission with Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong? The first people to ever walk on the moon?
Yep, that Apollo 11.
Whoa. Also, how did you know that?
Because as bad as I am at math, I'm that good at history.
Oh, wow. Do you think those numbers have anything to do with us and the Apollo 11 astronauts?
Beats me. All I know is when it comes to Aunt Murgatroyd, there are no coincidences.
You got that right.
Aunt Murgatroyd?
Yep, it's me. And you'll never guess where I need you to go next.
The moon?
Oh, not quite. I'm sending you to Pearl City, Hawaii.
Ooh, Hawaii. I like the sound of that. But I'm guessing it's not for a vacation.
Sorry, Maul, but no. Like Max said, it's 3 days before the Apollo 11 astronauts land on the way back from their mission to the moon. Unfortunately, the trolls have scrambled our top-secret weather satellite. Without an accurate forecast, the astronauts won't be able to get home safely.
Wow, that sounds...
crazy? Intense? Complicated? Don't take this wrong, Aunt Murgatroyd, but that feels like a lot of responsibility for two kids. Are you sure you don't have anyone a little more experienced to take this on?
If I did, would I be talking to you?
We got this, Max. Send us the time codes, Aunt Em.
Here you go.
Got it. I'm entering them in now.
Wait, one last shot.
Come on, Max, we don't have time.
Says the girl holding a time machine. We're down to the final seconds. Time for one last shot. Max calls the ball. He jukes left, dribbles right, throws it up, and...
brick.
Brad? Hey, what about my last second shot?
Don't worry, it'll still be in the air when we get back.
Good. I want to see Brad's surprised face when it's a perfect swish.
We'll see. For now, let's stick to the mission. Where would a top-secret satellite be?
Aloha, hey man. Did someone say top-secret satellite?
No, he said he can't wait to meet up Saturday night.
You sure? Because I thought I heard top-secret satellite.
Oh boy, maybe he's, you know, one of them.
Hey man, I'm just a resident of Earth.
So, you live in Pearl City?
Hey, Pearl City's on Earth, right?
Right.
So what are you two cool cats looking for anyway?
Nothing.
We need to find a top-secret weather satellite, which would technically not be on Earth.
Hey, I knew that's what you said.
Max!
What? He looks harmless. Maybe he can help.
If I was a top-secret satellite, I'd probably hang out at the Air Force base.
See? What did I tell you?
Excuse me. May I have a word with you two?
Whoa, what did I do?
Not you. Big Mouth here and the girl.
Who are you?
Someone who'd appreciate it if you'd stop blabbing about top-secret satellites.
Hey, officer, I don't know nothing.
Actually, that's a double negative. He could know something.
What? No, don't listen to her.
Are you a police officer?
No, I'm a meteorologist who happens to work for the government and some friends of ours. You must be Molly, which makes you Max, Aunt Murgatroyd's nephew. I see the resemblance.
I'm Jerry... with a J?
Let's go. We have important business at the Air Force Base.
Told ya. Jerry knows things.
Come on. Time is of the essence.
I'm coming.
Not you.
Oh. Bummer, dude.
Nice meeting you, Jerry.
Bye.
Aloha!
That was a lot of security doors.
How top secret is this satellite?
As far as everyone on this base is concerned, it doesn't exist. For that matter, only you two, me, and Aunt Murgatroyd know it scrambled.
So, what happened?
I was looking at the weather screen when I noticed a screaming eagle moving west.
What's a screaming eagle?
It's what I call thunderstorms that look like giant eagles in satellite images.
Cool!
Yeah. Except this one was moving right toward the splashdown site for the Apollo 11 command module.
Oh.
Then all of a sudden, the satellite went offline. Now look at the screen. What do you see?
An equation. If 4 times 0 equals 5 times 0, then 0 equals 0.
Right. But when I enter in 0, it freezes.
You know, we once solved a crazy equation similar to this. It said... 1 equals negative 1.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
No. But try this. What is 1 squared?
1.
And what is negative 1 squared?
1.
So then, 1 squared equals negative 1 squared. If you cancel out the squares, you're just left with 1 equals negative 1.
But that's not how it works.
No. But to a troll, that's exactly how they'd want it to work.
Try entering it.
Okay, here goes. It worked. Sort of. Now it says 4 equals 5.
Try 2 plus 2 equals 5.
You know, you're really good at thinking like a troll.
Thanks?
Nope. It's just another equation. This is hopeless.
Not necessarily. I bet if we solve all their problems, the satellite will come back online.
Fine. Let's keep going. What do you make of this one?
It says 5 mod 2 equals blank. What's mod? I've never heard of that.
I think it has to do with coding. Oh, yeah. It's the remainder.
Remainder of what?
2 goes into 5 2 times with a remainder of 1, which means 5 mod 2 equals 1.
Brilliant. It says 27 mod 9.
But 9 goes into 27 3 times. There is no remainder.
No problem. 27 mod 9 equals 0.
What's it doing now?
Whoa! Great problem solving, you two. The satellite is back online.
All right! Yeah!
Okay, I just need to re-enter the latitude and longitude coordinates. Look, we've got images. There it is, the Screaming Eagle.
Whoa! That's a big storm.
And it's moving fast.
But is it moving fast enough?
Huh?
This is a top-secret satellite. The images we're looking at technically don't exist. If the storm isn't going to reach the splashdown site in time, I can't risk revealing the satellite's existence.
Then let's see if it will, using the formula for velocity.
V equals distance divided by time.
But in this case, we're solving for time, so we'll flip the formula around. Time, or T, equals distance divided by velocity. How far does the storm need to travel to reach the splashdown site?
About 1,200 miles.
How fast is it moving?
A relatively constant speed of 25 miles per hour.
So if the storm is 1,200 miles away from the splashdown site, and it's traveling at 25 miles per hour, to find out how many hours it'll take to get there, we need to divide 1,200 by 25. That's
48 hours!
Wow, Max!
Relax, I use my phone's calculator.
What is that device you're holding? I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, this? It's top secret.
Apollo 11 is set to splash down in 3 days, but the storm will be there in 2 days, which means they're going to land in the storm.
I better call the fleet commander to warn him.
So much for keeping your top secret satellite.
This is bigger than a satellite. Give me the fleet command. It's an emergency. Max and Molly, thanks for your help today. You're well on your way to becoming top-notch problem solvers.
Thanks!
Yo, aloha! We meet again, my friends!
Oh, hey, Jerry!
Yo, check it out! That plane up there is skywriting or something. Is that a J?
Yep, it's a J.
I wonder what he's writing.
Ooh, maybe he's writing Jerry.
Nope, it's just a J.
Why would someone only skywrite a J?
Maybe he forgot how to spell my name. You know, I forget sometimes too.
Or it could be a clue to something bigger.
Exactly my thought. I'm writing it down. J.
Whoa, are you saying my name's a clue?
No.
We should head back. Nice meeting you both.
Good luck. Say hi to Aunt Murgatroyd for me.
Will do.
Bye.
Who's Aunt Murgatroyd? Whoa, where'd they go?
Brick.
Yes, my shot's still in the air. Go in. Oh, yeah. Max's team wins. In your face, Brad.
Lucky shot.
I checked on my phone. The Apollo 11 astronauts landed safely despite the big storm.
Mission accomplished. One more shot for the road.
Nothing but rim, loser.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, Connor Quinn, Rain Morris, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups,
Looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.